This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The story that finally can be told, evidence that Russians once infected the computers of a major U.S. stock market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Before that story about hacking the stock market, the biggest round of layoffs ever at Microsoft were announced this morning. As many as 18,000 Microsoft employees will lose their jobs. That's more than one in seven people at a tech giant that has 125,000. Layoffs were rumored, and reportedly conference rooms in Redmond had been reserved to deliver the bad news. But the scale of this was not anticipated. Patrick Moorhead is president and principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy.
The number is pretty staggering, but when you put it in context of how many people they have and also how many people they picked up with the Nokia acquisition, things start to become a lot clearer.
The new-ish CEO at Microsoft, Satya Nadella, is trying to realign the company, and this is a major step.
He is, and he wants to make a Microsoft that's quicker. Sometimes you have to take people out of the decision-making process to make that happen. It's unfortunate that people have to lose their jobs, but what Nadella wants to do is essentially empower the world to be a lot more productive. Now, that's the antithesis of, let's say, what Apple is going for, which is more of a consumer and an entertainment play.
Because by productivity, we're talking about suites of software that help you get things done at the office.
Productivity also expanded. Nadella used examples of music and poetry, so extended to things like creativity or even somebody at home planning something on their home calendar.
Microsoft, in its layoffs announcement, said they're going to set aside as much as $1.6 billion over four quarters for the costs of this. Costs are things like severance packages and so forth.
That's right. The money set aside is for severance packages, restructuring charges, which could mean moving some people around. Making changes like this is not an inexpensive venture.
Patrick Moorhead, president and principal analyst at Moore Insights and Strategy, thank you for this.
Thank you.
In the sometimes cold calculations of Wall Street, the layoffs are designed to boost future profits, and Microsoft's stock went up about 3% in early trading. There's also word that the number of people filing for unemployment benefits unexpectedly fell in the last week, which is actually a hopeful sign for the labor market. On the Russian stock exchange, the key index there was down about 2.8% for much of the morning after the White House applied new Ukraine-related sanctions on Russian companies. Now to the wild story out today about what looked at for a time to U.S. officials like a massive cyber attack in the making directed against one of the big American stock exchanges, the NASDAQ. Reporters for Bloomberg Businessweek have been piecing together the hunt not for Red October, but the hunt for the origins of dangerous software that was somehow hacked into the NASDAQ computers. The bad code has long since been eradicated, but according to Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Michael Riley, it was discovered by the FBI and tracked by the National Security Agency about 3.5 years ago and determined to be likely Russian in origin.
They detect a breach of the NASDAQ network, and that breach is quickly connected back to elite cyber spies from Russia. even worse, as they get into the network and get a look at the tool, the NSA begins to connect pieces together and believes the Russian government has hacked NASDAQ but has inserted some sort of version of a digital bomb.
A key question here, as they're trying to unravel this mystery, you write about this, is what would be the motive? If it's Russian criminal hackers, you'd think it's to get money. But if it turns out to be Russian officials at some level, the question would be why?
This was a difficult thing to answer, and various elements of the intelligence community got involved, the CIA, the NSA, trying to put these pieces together. Ultimately, they decided that the malware was not quite as potent. It couldn't probably have destroyed the network, but it was had a capability of stealing information. And in the end, the FBI noticed that there was a focus on a set of servers that contained a lot of NASDAQ's technology. The interesting thing about that then becomes the timing of the hack. In January 2011, President Medvedev goes to Davos, Switzerland at the World Economic Forum and rolls out this idea that they want to turn Moscow into a global financial center. Only a few days later, the two existing exchanges in Russia decide to merge, and they're going to create a large, much more sophisticated platform. The timing of the hack, the fact that they were focusing on the technologies, led some investigators to believe that what they were really after was NASDAQ itself. In other words, they were after the technology because they wanted to replicate it.
So, again, it's not a spoiler for your story. In fact, the NASDAQ market was not obliterated by this. But given this experience of a potentially destructive attack on a U.S. stock exchange, do you think the U.S. is ready for some new big cyber attack from wherever it comes from?
You know, that's interesting. I think one of the things that happened after this attack is NASDAQ certainly improved its security, but so did other financial institutions. And so there's been a lot of trying to get in a position to do better the next time around. You talk to security professionals and they'll say that we are a better position than we were 2 years ago or 4 years ago, but we're certainly not in a position where we're probably ready for if a very sophisticated set of hackers like Russian hackers or Chinese hackers really wanted to do damage, we're not in a position to stop that yet.
Bloomberg Businessweek reporter Michael Riley's piece appears in the latest edition of the magazine. Mr. Riley, thank you.
You bet, thanks.
Now, the NSA was hot on the tracks of the NASDAQ malware by January 2011, according to Riley's timeline. And that's when U.S. front pages were dominated by coverage of the emerging Arab Spring. But it's also when news broke that the U.S. had deliberately infected Iranian computers with a destructive computer virus. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.